David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. Today, I'm very excited because we have a very special guest on our show today, but I'm going to just do a quick shout out to our sponsors, which is iHeartRadio and Spreaker. They make this show happen, and we just want to say thank you for everything that you do. Now, today, we have Dr. Stephanie Banks on the show today. She is not only a guest, but she has her own podcast on our channel. So I really highly suggest that you go to her podcast and check out her episodes because they're phenomenal. And she also is part of our podcast community. So if you have any questions, you know, please feel free to reach out. She's always here for you and she'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Now, today I'm really excited because she has a very special topic. And just so you know, she's a lawyer by day and a liberated lawyer by night. Is that how we do it? Is it liberated?
Yes, yes. I'm a healthcare innovation attorney by day, but I'm always the liberated lawyer. Thank you for having me.
And today we are going to discuss 5 ways to live a fulfilled, fit, and free life. And that sounds so exhilarating. I think every woman wants to learn how to live a fulfilled, fit, and free life. But I think a lot of people just don't know where to begin and how to do it. And I know I want to hear those 5 ways that you're going to tell us about, because I think I'm going to apply them to my life, because I think that's something everybody could apply to their life to improve their overall life. So take it away. I want to hear this stuff.
All right. Well, as you may know, if you've listened to any of the previous podcasts, and hopefully you'll go back and listen to those episodes, you know, I have been helping women, or I'm focused to help high achieving women experience a life that is successful and fulfilled. We don't need to choose one or the other. And I believe that every woman deserves to live a life that is fulfilled, fit, and free. And just a quick recap, you know, there are 3 pillars to that, obviously: fulfillment, fitness, and freedom. And we have gone over all of the different petals because this is a multifaceted approach. And, you know, women, we are not one-dimensioned, we are multidimensional. So how we are able to live a fulfilled, fit, and free life is multidimensional as well. And that's why I call them petals, because it literally opens and we get to experience that. And so to be fulfilled, we are ensuring that we have our family relationships, friend relationships, love relationships, and purpose. For the fitness petals, we are, of course, physically fit. We have our mental health through focus and our faith. And then finally, for the free pillar, it is, I think, the most fun. It literally has fun in it, but it's our finances, because we need to be able to finance our lives. And a lot of times that keeps us trapped. So we want to exercise financial discipline. We want to exercise fashion or embrace fashion. I believe that is one of the best ways that women can express ourselves, or one of the ways. And then, of course, because life is too long to be unfulfilled, and we don't need to wait until a certain time in our lives to have fun. We ought to incorporate it in everything that we do. So when I talk about being fulfilled, fit, and free, I am encompassing all of those different petals. So, you know, in the ability to bring that to life, how do you figure out how to be fit, how to be fulfilled, how to be free? Well, there are 5 steps. And I love, you know, doing things by steps. That just makes it easy for us.
Yeah.
First step is about creating a mindset that you deserve to be fulfilled, fit, and free. Because anything that we do begins in our imagination. It begins in our minds. And if we are not intentional, we can develop a mindset to be successful and miserable, or to think that we don't deserve to be fulfilled, and that is something for someone else, or it's something that needs to happen later in life. But we have to embrace that mindset. This is really very important. That's a foundational aspect of living, of, excuse me, of, yeah, of living a life that is fulfilled, fit, and free. So that's the first step.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think it's so important that we have that proper mindset and that we really, because, if we, there are some people who don't think they're worthy, and there are some people, and they so are, everybody carries beautiful qualities. And it's like, but, we have to just we go a little deep into ourselves to figure out what those qualities are and let them come out and let them shine. And I'm sure what your next pillar is going to help people do that. So let's hear it.
So fulfillment doesn't happen alone because we don't live alone. We are social beings. There are studies that support our need to have social relationships, and everything that we do involves other people. Obviously we're focused on success and fulfillment for ourselves, but we live with other people, we love other people, we serve other people through our jobs, etc. So the second step is creating a circle of influence. Our mindset, of course, is a personal decision. We personally develop it, but we have to realize that it is influenced by those who are around us. So we have to cultivate a circle of influence that is going to align with a fulfilled, fit, and free life. And I'll just give you a really simple example of why that's so important. If you desire to be physically fit, and your friends aren't necessarily committed to that, and they have unhealthy eating habits and don't ever want to exercise, and everything about their lifestyle is unhealthy, it is difficult for you to be with them and be committed to your own personal fitness. So whatever your goal is, it's important to align yourself and surround yourself with a circle of people who have either a similar mindset, have a similar heart posture, or have a higher level, because it's hard to drag people along with you. But I will tell you, I love being in the room with people who are smarter than I am, who know more, who've done more, because it inspires me and it shows me that it is possible. Now, I will say this, we have to be very intentional to not compare ourselves to others, because comparison is the thief of joy. I say that all the time. And being around other people is not for the purpose of duplicating what they do or replicating their lifestyles or following, but it is truly to learn and to gather information and to be around others who can help to shape your life. So that's something that we have to be very intentional about.
Oh yes, definitely. I think a lot of people do that. A lot of people, feel sometimes insecure being around people who, have a little bit of a higher lifestyle where they have achieved a little bit more. They've gotten, past the level that we are on. Now they've elevated. But, people shouldn't feel insecure about that, or they shouldn't compare themselves. I look at it like you do. To me, I admire it, and I look at it as a learning tool, and I learn from others. Well, how did they get there? What did they do? How did they, and it kind of inspires me, and I learn from them, and it also gives me motivation, I think, too. And it gives me the inspiration. Well, if they could do it, I could do it too.
And so the other part of that is to collaborate with others, because nothing that we do really is done alone. You've got to, if you want to have a business, you've got to sell to people. You've got to provide a solution to other people's problems. You're not just creating a business for what you like and what you want to do. There's got to be other people. So it's important for us to learn how to build relationships that help us to grow, so that we are able to leverage the in the power of other people, the knowledge of other people, and to ensure that we're adding value. So this is just what can you get from your circle of influence, but it is being and becoming a circle of influence or the nexus between someone else being able to get value and to learn and to grow themselves. So it's reciprocal. You think about what you need and you align your friendships and relationships with people who are going to sharpen you. You know, they say iron sharpens iron. And then also look at how you can add value to other people.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, what's number three?
All right. So number three is getting into the how. You know, we've talked about our mindset. We've talked about our circle of influence. And the third step is, you know, organizing and creating your life in alignment with the goals that you have. And so what I mean by that is, you know, it's literally looking at, you know, how is the sausage made? And for everyone, you know, we have a way that we create greatness. And it's important to be conscious and to be intentional and mindful of, well, like, how does that happen? It doesn't happen by circumstance. It doesn't happen by luck. It happens because you have developed a system that creates this greatness. And so it's important for us to always know, or, you know, be reflective of how do we create our greatness? And then on the converse, when things don't go as planned, what happened then? You know, what led to that? And we learn from it, and we continuously evolve our system. We improve our system, continuous improvement. You know, in my former life as a healthcare executive, I had responsibility for risk management. And one of the things that I loved about that responsibility was just learning more about, you know, how greatness is made, and the concept of Kaizen, which is a Japanese concept that they've used in their automotive industry and technology that, you know, permeates all aspects, that can permeate all aspects of our life. And it's this commitment to continuous improvement. And so, you know, we need to look at our lives and be able to transfer skills, because, like, you know, that's a skill I learned doing a very specific thing, risk management, in ensuring that the patients in that hospital were safe. And while I'm not doing that in particular anymore, the concepts are still applicable to my life. And many high achieving women have skills that they excel magnificently in their professional life, but don't really think how it can help them in their personal life. So it's really important to look at your greatness in all of the aspects and understand the common threads, because there's always something common among the different aspects that your greatness shows up. And then there's always a system. And so it's important to do that and to optimize that system once you identify it and apply it consistently.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And, you know, for some people who might, like, you know, for some people it's hard to stay on that one, I guess you could say that mindset, that or that line. You know, they tend to sometimes get distracted and they go off. You know, do you have any advice before we go to our next pillar? Do you, you know, for those things?
Yes, because I think it's important to, you know, have a continuous kind of checkpoint.
Yeah.
You know, because if we live our lives on autopilot, you know, you will lose track of it and you will get distracted. And life, you know, things happen. And it's so easy to be derailed because you are living in a dynamic environment. You know, nothing is staying the same. So I think it's important to have dedicated checkpoints. You know, a lot of times we will think about the beginning of a calendar year as a time to set goals. You know, it's new year, new me. You know, we kind of use that. And that's a great, great way and a great tool. But there's a lot that happens between January and December. And most of the things that we desire to do don't take 12 months. They can be done in 12 weeks or 12 days. But it's important for us to designate checkpoints in our life and schedule where we're able to embrace the power of the pause, as I call it, where we stop and we are able to just take account of what's going on in our lives, what's going right, and start there. Because a lot of times we'll start with what's going wrong. And then you kind of go down this rabbit hole of, oh my gosh, nothing's going right. I'm never going to succeed. But I think it's important to just take inventory of, what have I done? What are the things that I've accomplished? Because it's particularly important to do that when you've got so many things to do and you feel like you haven't done anything. When you take inventory of what you've done and the greatness in that, one, it's invigorating, and two, it allows you to make better decisions going forward. So that's something I encourage is regular checkpoints.
I like that. I like that a lot. So what's number four?
All right. So number four is really the art of being, and I've kind of mentioned this throughout, but the art of being mindful and deliberate. And mindful is really a kind of going back to that awareness of one, knowing what fulfillment, fitness, and freedom looks like to you, because your definition of fulfilled, fit, and free is different than mine, because we're two different people. So it's important for us to take account of, or be conscious of what does fulfill, fit, and free mean to me. That's the mindful component. So it's being aware of what it means and then where we are in relation to that. So if we have defined a, let's just look at the finance pillar or finance pedal in the free pillar. And we have determined that in order for me to be free financially, I need to meet certain financial metrics, savings, income, whatever it is. That is the first level of awareness. You've made a decision as to how you're going to achieve that. And then you must be,
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
It's important to understand where you are in relation to that. Are you this close to it? You this far from it? Where are you? And that's where being deliberate comes in, because when you know what you want, what you desire, I like to be very, very specific with words. When you know what you desire and you know where you are in relation to it, then you have the power to be deliberate, to take action that gets you closer to your goal. And also, as you are being aware, you can take action to stop doing things that are taking you further away from your goal. So that's the fourth step, is being mindful and deliberate about what being fulfilled, fit, and free means to you and how you are accomplishing that.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And it's what I like about that one is that you empathize that everybody's different and what my needs, what my goals, what I really want to do with my life may be different than the next person, may be different than yours. So one might be a high achiever and feels that they need to go all the way up, where someone might be just very content with their lives, in the midlife area. And that's where they want to build themselves around. So it's really, everybody, it's a personalized choice.
It
And
is.
I like that.
It is. And that's something that's really important. A really important element of fulfillment is recognizing that this is personal to you. You get to decide this. We are exercising the power of our choices. So that's why it is such a beautiful concept to embrace, because it's really tapping into our individual desires and capabilities and capacities, and aligning our thoughts, actions, behaviors with where we desire to go for our lives.
I love that. And one thing I see today is a lot of women sometimes they're doing for so many other people that, and especially sometimes they live the life of their partner or their husband and they forget who they are and what they really want in life.
Right. And that's not mutually exclusive. It isn't, it is possible to support the desires of your partner or your husband, significant other, your family. It's possible to support their goals and to support your own. And that's what living life in the and means. That's another concept that I embrace. And that is, you don't have to decide either or. You don't have to live your life thinking, well, it's either my partner or my husband's goals or mine. There is a way to do both. And it requires mindfulness and deliberate actions, and it doesn't happen easily, but you make a decision and you are able to achieve that. Because if one person is fulfilled, fit, and free to the detriment of another, that's not really a good situation, obviously. And you don't ever want to sacrifice your fulfillment, fitness, and freedom for someone else, even those that you love. And so I want to just really say that, being fulfilled, fit, and free yourself is a gift to those that you love, because one, you are modeling it for them, and showing up as your best self. Because if you are miserable or unfulfilled, they feel that. They know that, and it influences how you love or don't love other people. So this is really important, and it's not selfish. It is a way to ensure that you are showing up as your best and highest self, so that you give the love that you desire and receive it. And so it's really important to know that this is not an either or as it relates to the people in your life. It is, how can we all be fulfilled, fit, and free?
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, what is the number five pillar?
All right. So the number five, the fifth element of living a fulfilled, fit, and free life is simple yet complex, and that is live a fulfilled, fit, and free life. And what I mean by that, and what that encompasses, is this is a lifestyle. This is a lifelong commitment. It's not just something that you do right now and it's a phase, and a year from now it won't be important. It is really embracing this as a birthright, as a lifestyle, and as a lifelong commitment. So, we don't know how long we're going to be here. Could have another 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. We don't know that. But the point of living fulfilled, fit, and free is whether you've got a year left or 50 left, to be mindful and deliberate about ensuring that every day you are doing something that brings you fulfillment, fitness, and freedom. And so that's the fifth element, is to really embrace this as a commitment and not just something that's cute or something that, or that something that has an expiration date. This is a part of our lives. It's a part of our birthright. And I believe that, again, we should all be fulfilled, fit, and free, and we should show up in whatever that means for us every single day.
Oh, I love that. And I agree with you. What's the point of living life if you can't live it? If you can't wake up in the morning and feel good about who you are, you want to get out of bed. You're looking forward to that new day. You want to, you really want to look your best, feel your best. You want to be able to really go out there and give it your best. And you want to be recognized. Some people, it recognize doesn't mean that you have everybody's attention. You want people to notice that, some of the good qualities that you've been working on and some recognition and just getting compliments by people. Like, wow, you're like glowing today, and things like that just make people feel good about themselves. Or, and I always say to people, it's always nice to hear a compliment. If you see someone and they look nice, or they have a nice pair of earrings or a blouse or a shirt on, Say something, give that person a compliment because it goes a long way. It really does.
Right. And the whole point of fulfillment is to be a better person in the world. And
Yes.
it takes nothing away from us to shine a little light on someone else because our light cannot be dimmed by anyone else unless we choose to allow them to. And so
Yeah.
it takes nothing away from me to recognize greatness in another woman, to support her, to collaborate with her,
Yeah.
and to pour life into her. So giving someone a compliment or recognizing the greatness in other people, it really is reciprocal because I believe everything that you give, you get back in some way. It might not be from that person, but just you
Right.
create that positive energy that can only come back to you.
Oh, yes, I agree 100%. I definitely agree 100%. Now, if you had to take today's conversation and you really wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what are some of the things you really like to, emphasize to the listeners today?
I think the one thing that I really want people to embrace and take away from this is that being fulfilled, fit, and free is a lifelong commitment, and it is possible, and it is, something that all of us can achieve. And I would
Yes.
say kind of a sub part of that is it does not come at the expense of other people.
Yes.
And it is not something to be done to the detriment of someone else. And it is a life that we can achieve in concert with others. And
Yes.
the more fulfilled, fit, and free we are, the better we are for those who we love and those who are around us.
Oh, I love that. Yes, 100%. That you said it so beautifully, and it's so true. We have to really live life and really think about, taking care of ourselves and also giving back to others,
Right.
and those two things are very important. And if you do both, you will have a fulfilled life. You will feel good about yourself.
Right. Yes,
I love
yes.
it. Now, what are some of the services that you provide?
Yes. Well, as I hope you may have glimpsed, as you've listened, to what I've talked about, I help other women to achieve fulfillment, freedom, and fitness. So I work with high achieving women to help them to develop a plan because, again, this isn't something that happens on a hope and a wish. And I have developed what I call a new you transformation VIP experience that focuses on being able to deliver a blueprint in a short period of time. Because, as high achieving women, we're busy. We have a lot of things that we are responsible for. We don't have 12 weeks. We don't have 12 months. We want to get it done now. And so, New You Transformation VIP Experience is a concentrated, intensive focus on you. So, it is a time that women get to step away from their other responsibilities in a luxurious setting where we focus on bringing their desires from their imaginations into life. And so, over the course of those 2 days, they learn a little, they are inspired a little, and most of all, they walk away with action. So, they literally leave with a blueprint for what they can do immediately. So it's not aspirational and it's not just inspirational, but it is built for execution.
Oh, I love this. I love this. Now, where can people find you?
All right, well, I make it easy for you. You just look up me, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes, and you can go to my website, drstephaniedbarnes.com. And there you can get to everything about me. You can get to my podcast from there, my blog. You can learn more about me, and you can schedule a revelation conversation, which is an opportunity for us to talk about how you may benefit from a new you transformation and new you VIP exp transformation experience. So just go to drstephaniedbarnes.com.
Oh, I love it. This has been amazing. You are amazing. I love when you come on. You are just a ball of positive energy, and you always have such great advice. And I love what you've created, and everything just flows so perfectly. And if people implement just some of the tools and the pillars that you have discussed, it could just change their life dramatically. And for people who are doubting themselves, if they take your VIP course, if they go through, and speak to you, by working with you, just those feelings of self-doubt or self-worth, it can just it will change dramatically, because when you think differently and you carry a different mindset and you start doing things differently and you start changing and making little tweaks in your life, it makes a big difference. It's not an overnight process, but
It's not.
it doesn't have to be a traumatic, process that is going to be so grueling. Just making little tweaks each day can add up and be, it could be so traumatic and in a positive way in our lives. And I love what you're doing, and I love what you've created. You're just a wonderful person.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. You have a great day, and I can't wait till you come back.
All right, thanks.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.